The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 25 October 2019. And we will take your calls, 800-313-9443. So we have people that are now in the spots of journalism that they have law degrees. They don't have journalism degrees. We've got communists running the agencies, which agency, again, ladies and gentlemen, shock of all shocks, is not constitutional. We have these people that are stone cold, they were communist, and, oh, well, I voted, you know, I voted for Jimmy Carter, and then I voted for Ronnie Reagan. Well, he probably knew that Ronnie Reagan was really a commie himself. And most people, when you say that, oh my God, that's not true. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. We're not here to make up things that, you know, so you can punch holes in our Swiss cheese. We're not here for that. We're here to tell you that most of what you have been taught and told your entire life is nothing but one gigantic, big, fat lie. Oh, you did post that? The Katie Hill. Yeah. Here's the rest of the story that the news won't tell you. And I have it posted. And Mike, thank you for this warning, graphic images. and yeah. Whew. Wow. Caitlin Johnstone, my favorite Australian socialist. Okay, well, Caitlin. She's up on the Craig Murray story, the British ambassador Craig Murray, former, and became friends with Julian Assange. And she recounts his court appearance, which I reported on in detail, read the entire thing. I have a habit, a nasty habit of doing that. And former British ambassador Craig Murray has published a very disturbing account of Julian Assange's court appearance yesterday, which I recommend reading in full. Well, I gave it to you in full. There have been many reports published about Assange's case management hearing, but the combination of Murray's prior experience with torture victims, his familiarity with British courts, his friendship with Assange, and his lack of reverence for Western power structures allowed for a much more penetrating insight into what happened than anyone else has been able to provide so far. And I read this on air yesterday, but for a refresher, there's an small excerpt. Before I get on to the blatant lack of fair process, the first thing I must note was Julian Assange's condition. I was badly shocked by just how much weight my friend has lost, by the speed his hair has receded, the appearance of his premature and vastly accelerated aging. He has pronounced limp that I hadn't seen before since his arrest. He's lost over 35 pounds. But his physical appearance was not as shocking as his mental deterioration. When asked to give his name and date of birth, he struggled visibly over several seconds to recall them. I will come to the important content of his statement at the end of the proceedings in due course, but his difficulty in making it was very, very evident. It was a real struggle for him to articulate the words and focus his train of thought. Until yesterday, I had always been quietly skeptical of those who claimed that Julian Assange's treatment amounted to torture. Even Niles Melzer, the UN special reporter on torture, and skeptical of those who suggested he may be subject to debilitating drug treatments, but having attended the trials in Uzbekistan of several victims of extreme torture and having worked with survivors from Sierra Leone and elsewhere, I can tell you that yesterday changed my mind entirely, and Julian exhibited exactly the symptoms of torture victims brought blinking into the light, particularly in terms of disorientation, confusion, and the real struggle to assert free will through the fog of learned helplessness. George Galloway chimed in on this one. He said, "This may be the most important article you will ever read. I'm not exaggerating. I beg you to read it." And folks, all you have to do is go to our website and you can read that story in detail. And Craig Murray, in a tweet put out, "I was deeply shaken while witnessing yesterday's events in Westminster's Magistrates Court. Every decision was railroaded through over scarcely," and I already read what he had said. But Murray also said that there were no fewer than 5 representatives of the U.S. government in the Westminster Magistrates Court that day, and that they were seated behind the British prosecutors and essentially giving them their orders. The judge, as I stated before, Vanessa Barrister, reportedly behaved coldly and snarkily toward the defense, smirking and refusing their request without any explanation whatsoever, while behaving warmly and receptively toward the prosecution. Assange's extradition hearing will commence without delay on February of next year, despite the case violating the 2003 U.S.-UK extradition treaty, and despite new evidence emerging of a CIA-tied espionage on Assange and his lawyers while I was in the Ecuadorian embassy. It will commence in a tiny Belmarsh courtroom with almost no room for the public to provide scrutiny without Assange's defense having adequate time to prepare. Assange's lawyer, Mark Summers, told the court that the case was a political attempt by the United States to signal to journalists the consequences of publishing information. And of course, he's right. Nobody sincerely believes that the 175-year sentence that Assange is looking at, if he's successfully extradited to the U.S. by the Trump administration, and let me put out a warning here to you, Donald, you do that, you're going to have a lot of pissed off people, and I mean a lot. And they may want to throw you out of office. Do not be a hypocrite. Remember how many times he mentioned Julian Assange? 140 times during his speeches? Something like that? Don't be a hypocrite, Donald. Don't be a jerk. Well, at least the Obama administration had previously declined to prosecute Assange based on the exact same evidence, citing concern for the damage the president would do to press freedoms. These charges have nothing to do with justice, and they aren't meant to be merely punitive. They're made to serve as a deterrent to journalists anywhere in this world who might otherwise see fit, to see fit to publish inconvenient facts about the U.S. government. This is obvious. Is it obvious that the U.S. government is destroying Assange to signal to journalists and consequences of publishing information? It is therefore also obvious that any journalist who fails to use whatever platform they have to speak out against Assange's persecution has no intention of ever publishing anything that the U.S. government doesn't want published. Their silence on or support for what is being done to this man can and should be taken as an admission that they are nothing other than state propagandists. State propagandists, sycophants, and cowards. Cowardice is driving public support for Assange's persecution. Cowardice and sadism. Even if every single bogus smear against him were true, from the lies about feces on the embassy walls to the stiff evidence-free allegation of the Trump-Russia collusion, even if every single one of these ridiculous fantasies were true, his punishment to date would be more than enough. I mean, exactly how much torture is appropriate because you prefer your preferred candidate wasn't the one who was elected? How weird is it that such an entitled sadism goes unquestioned? To continue to call for more is to reveal your sick fetish, whether you're one of the powerful people he pissed off or just another mindless repeater in the comment sections. Enough. You've had your pound of flesh. We are watching a great tragedy unfold in a fractal-like way. From the zoomed-out meta-tragedy of the worldwide death blow to press freedom, drilled down to the personal tragedy of the death blow to a man called Julian Assange. His once encyclopedic brain can now barely remember his own birthday. This guts me. There are no other minds on earth that understood the power dynamics of invisible imperialism and the Orwellian dangers humanity now faces as we hurtle towards an AI-dominated information landscape as well as he did. That mind has been purposely destroyed. We must never forget that we must never forgive that. It's been a tough day. My heart's been hurting, and my sighs have been long. The only brightness I can see through the bleakness in the quandary that appears to be emerging for these nationless plutocrats who are pulling the strings. The more they get their way, the more obvious their actions must necessarily be, because the thing they are attempting to do is so totally abnormal. Yesterday's court proceedings were blatantly farcical. From the curious rulings to the strange sight of the U.S. advisors interfering in a U.K. case about an Austrian citizen, down to even the dismissive smirk on the judge's face. None of this is normal. And when things aren't normal, there's a risk that people will notice, and the things that are only going to get stranger as they attempt to pull this thing off. The only thing keeping people from really seeing what's going on here is the thin layer of the narrative management. And the only thing keeping them from acting on seeing is feeling like they are alone in their seeing, if that makes sense to you. Keep the pressure up. Keep watching. Keep talking about what you're seeing to anybody who will listen. It very well might save this guy's life. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, hello John. I got the speaker. Great stuff. He is someone that really should be saved for... Just the future of what we're dealing with now. Also want to thank you for Jim Fetzer yesterday. He has a lot to offer to expose a lot of this corruption, and hopefully you'll have him back on again in the near future. I also want to bring up two books that people can go out and read, at least go through them, to understand why we have this communistic viewpoint with everyone, our children, our teachers. The one book I found most fascinating before I homeschooled my children up here in northern Michigan was the NEA, the Trojan Horse of American Education. And that was written by Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld. It takes education back to 1835 and exposes in the 20s and 30s where there was a seven-year study in Russia to adapt their education system and also a three-year study in fascist Germany to bring that into. And they brought it here, and we have what we have today due to their research and application of that. So the NEA, the Trojan horse of American education, and also none dare call it a conspiracy, I think David Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Those really two books will let you see where we're at today and why our children are really just being challenged. And also totally, it's criminal psychological torture or abuse as to what they're being exposed to in the schools.
You know, I don't understand. You know, the globalists, they wanted us to have national health care so they can take control of your life. They wanted the guns gone, so once they took control of your life and you didn't like it, there wouldn't be anything you could do about it. But we have gotten neither of those. We still have our founding documents. We still have our Constitution. We still have our Bill of Rights. Now, whether our government's walked away from it is certainly another matter. But they haven't gotten control of our lives, and they haven't gotten control of our guns, our real freedom fire sticks. But here's the United States, and I do believe the backup plan to all of this, John, was, well, we'll just let this grind out. If we don't get them on this issue, we don't get them on that issue, if we can't pull them into the global order of things, well, we'll just starve them out by just getting them massively in debt. So either way you cut this, either United States of America and its people stop and reverse this thing right now, or you're done, one way or the other.
Well, it's to see when Fetzer was talking about the jury that he was dealing with, and they were all younger people, and were pretty much clueless. And anybody under 40 has been exposed to this education. That was 1990, and that's what they think is the norm. And it's through the education system.
Wait, you're fuzzing out on me here.
I said that. Through the education system is where all of this is affected. The people that are 40 years and younger were exposed to this plan back in the mid-90s, and that's what we have. The result is what we have today, and Charlotte Isserby will probably reinforce that comment too.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
All right. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for yesterday's show. We don't like to think poorly of our country, but that guy sure brought it to light yesterday, you know.
And
we
excuse me. You know, John, I was just going to say, John in Michigan, he called me last night after the show to encourage me to have him back on a regular basis, he says, because he's got all kinds of information, and I'm going to do exactly that.
Oh, I loved last night's show. It was worth the price of the ticket. I'm telling you, that was great. And those people who don't send you some money now and then, and you don't need tremendous amounts, just a little from everybody. Well, I mean, they'll listen to that.
Well, John, even if the owner of the network ran the suckiest show on the network, you know, I don't ever think of myself and my role in this network per se. I'm always thinking of the people, the talk show hosts that are on this, and the following that they have built, the friends that they have made. I'm always thinking about the host on this network as the information outlet. I just happen to do a show on my own network, which sometimes is good, but sometimes it's not so good. But, pretty much the moles and the trolls, I've beat them back pretty good. The people that want to call in with lame calls just to hear themselves talk, I'm losing my patience with that. If you noticed something yesterday, John, The quality of the questions and the seriousness of the callers yesterday was elevated somewhat, wouldn't you say?
It was a great show. John, yeah. I get my news from you guys. I don't worry about the rest of them. I get my news from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate those kind words and your continued support. Thank you. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fighting might be close at hand. You know what? Are the American people willing to go through a little bloodshed, a little property damage in order to get their country back? You know, we have been doing this to many countries for many, many years. And you see the pictures and the bombs bursting and the bodies dying and, yeah, that's over there. Yeah, that's not here. But what if it were to come to pass? And unless somebody can tell me, and I've been straining my little noodle here for nigh on 30 years, on how in the hell do you stop this? Well, I picked the right choice right out of the chute. One is information. You know, like I've always said, that the next thing to having the greatest idea is the ability to relay and explain that idea, to put it into action. Well, I've been straining, like I said, my noodle for 30 years. Is there not a way that we can demand that this government follow the original intent of the Constitution, its mandates, its law? Because at the rate that they're going right now, Even the dumbest person in this country is going to catch on one of these fine days. This is how bad this country is now. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. That show last night was a superb show. And I'd like to add something to the comment that I made about the mortgages all being paid off. And something occurred to me that didn't occur to me before. I was going to add that judges also do this. And this is a way that they get paid off. They take a mortgage out on their house or multiple mortgages, and all of a sudden they get paid off. But Jim said something that hadn't occurred to me. He said the mortgages were zeroed out. Because I had always wondered, why has the source of who pays the mortgage off never been found? Well, the answer, if what he says is what I think he's saying, that it was zeroed out, that means the bank just gives them the money and then zeros the mortgage out maybe a year or two later. There's no traceability.
Yeah. It just falls by the wayside, just like I was never on Chase Bank's books. You know, they disowned me. They cut off my credit card, and then they cut me out of the bank and just told me I was no longer a customer of theirs. I was debanked like I never was. So, yeah, that very well could be. Next time I have Fetzer on, if I forget to ask, and you're listening, Ken, make sure you bring it up.
Because how could all of this goes on all over the place? Have you ever heard of Janet Phelan?
Yes.
Well, she was, I had known about this for some time because I've heard about it elsewhere, but she's apparently was the one that was originating this whole idea. She's the one that found it out, and apparently she thought that her life had been threatened several times over it.
She used to be a host on this network.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just about everybody out there used to be a host on this network.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay. One time or another.
John, I always discover things that have already been discovered in the past, you know.
But you know what? These are things that are worth remembering, and if you don't remind yourself, you'll forget them. Because
but I read a whole... I'm sorry, God.
No, I was just going to say, Ken, because we're living in a world right now that the crap ain't stopping. And it's very easy to start to lose sight, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing as well. Their little brains are being fried because we're being overloaded with all the crap.
Well, if it were possible to get a hold of her sometime, she might be a good guest. And I don't think I looked over the entire website and I didn't see anything about the idea of having a mortgage zeroed out as a method of covering up the paper trail for the payment. Of course, the bank creates a credit out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they pay out or somebody puts the money up. In the case of the bank, they probably just put the money out themselves. And then all of a sudden the mortgage just disappears. I didn't see anything like that on a website.
Hmm. Well, like I said, next time that Professor Fetz is on, if I forget to ask, call
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
All right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice weekend.
You too, sir. I appreciate your call. Well, is Donald caving to the pressure, or has he just had enough? Paul Bedford, or Bedard, wrote this 5 hours ago. He said, Trump accuses Obama of treason for spying on his 2016 campaign. Oops. President Trump has ratcheted up his claim that the Obama White House spied on his 2016 campaign, charging in a new book that it was treasonous act by former Democratic president. And I hear the little drummer boy. We got the break. We have a half hour left in the program on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report, folks. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Yesterday, President Donald Trump, during a Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony for auto racing great Roger Penske in the Oval Office, he had a little off-script statement here. He says, what they did was treasonous, okay? It was treasonous, he told author Doug Weed for his upcoming book, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. The interesting thing out of all of this is that we caught them spying on the election. They were spying on my campaign. So, you know, what's that all about? I have never, ever said this, but truth is, they got caught spying. They were spying. And then he added, Obama. In 2017, Trump tweeted that he felt Obama White House had my wires tapped in the Trump Tower. He later said, he didn't mean it literally, but he felt his campaign was being spied on. Well, that's that little spidey sense, I would imagine. Attorney General William Barr earlier this year said he was looking into whether improper surveillance may have occurred in 2016. I think spying did occur. Now, you see where this is going, folks. You see where this is going. Now, Trump has ratcheted this thing up, and he just didn't do this off the cuff. I believe that the IG's office, straighten that little rat's nest out, But the Attorney General's office itself is going to move with a real investigation, with a real probe of criminality actually being done. You know, this isn't, you know, you don't get to play for three and a half years putting out the most outlandish stuff that you can imagine. You've been witness to it, folks. I don't need to tell you. And I think Trump is ratcheting this thing up because I think Barr's getting ready to do some serious probing and charging out of the Attorney General's office. He has tasked a prosecutor to investigate the Obama officials and other officials who sparked the Russia collusion probe into Trump after a report showed no collusion. New reports on that probe described it as criminal in nature. And it turned out I was right, by the way. Trump told Weed in excerpts provided to, provided to Secrets. I don't know what that means, but at any rate. In fact, what I said was peanuts compared to what they did. They were spying on my campaign. They got caught, and they said, oh, we weren't spying. It was actually an investigation. Can you imagine an administration investigating its political opponents? In the book, Trump said that the Russia probe undercut his presidency. Anybody else would be unable to function under that kind of pressure and distraction I had. And you know what? He's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. They couldn't get anything done. No other president should ever have to go through this. But understand, there was no collusion. They would have had to have made something up. And they certainly did. Pat in Texas.
I hope my phone don't go dead, but I just wanted to say that Obama had, according to his African-American Christian radio station here, Heaven 97, one time Luna LaRouche was bringing an article of impeachment against Obama. And somebody called and said, oh, he has to have a lot more articles than that. Robert Ashley, he said, oh, this is the 51st article of impeachment against Obama. But who didn't do it? The Republicans, because maybe Hillary's still sitting on that pile of files with everything she illegally got on them to keep them from even thinking about it.
I am absolutely amazed about this. Now, we know the criminals and what they've done. You're not law enforcement, and I ain't a lawyer. But that doesn't alter the fact that we can see that things were done that were illegal. We don't have to be in those particular professions. And we know about Hillary Clinton. We know about Bill. We know about the body count. We know about the dealings. We know, I mean, going back to the savings and loan. I mean, we know all of this stuff. And yet this woman is still walking around free. With Pat, as many years you've been paying attention to politics, they got the goods on a whole bunch of people. People are afraid to speak. But that's not going... Go ahead.
You can't be afraid. You're not afraid. They've taken our house illegally by lying. But, you know, nobody will talk about this International Code of Enforcement Corporation under the Sarbanes Act in the white pages of the phone book. Nobody will talk about that because they come after them. And that's one reason they want your house paid off, John, is because I have noticed over the years that probably 95% of the people they come after are elderly. That means their house is paid off, and they don't have the money, and no lawyer in town will fight them. And so they take the houses of the elderly people because they can. They'll put them on the street. And I bet you every city's doing it. It's not just Fort Worth. And people don't know that. And I tell them, don't ever pay your house off. Don't get another little mortgage because the bank will fight for it.
They won't leave you to the vultures once they've gotten theirs. Yeah, with their compounded interest.
No, hold on. Yeah. The bank that you get a new mortgage with, they pay yours off and get another one.
Yeah. No. I got you there. I got you.
Because once it's paid off, you'll notice I've been noticing this all these years, because God told me to look at them, and it says no liens. No liens on those houses they're taking. And a lot of times, they have to put them in the paper, and some people don't know they're behind. One guy, they already took his house, and he didn't even know it. They sold it to somebody else. Oh, God. And Ron Wright, the tax collector now, U.S. Rep, he went back and he got his house back for him and said, oh, that was a bad error. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. But mistakes can be made. I'm not saying they can't be. But it's a pattern, John.
Yeah.
It can't. And I like your commercial about people who are saying that if they have taken your house illegally, because, you know, they did with all that crap going on in the Obama era or before
then. Yeah, we call it the banking crisis, Pat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I haven't had my espresso, and I'm out right now.
Okay. Well, I heard you on Michael Rivero's. By the way, I heard you on Michael Rivero's show, and you were saying you said you needed an espresso, and I'm going, no, she's wound up tighter than a drum right now.
Well, there's another thing too. It's time for a third party. Trump might could pull it off if they have 57,000 people over there in Dallas to see Trump. What does he need Hillary or any of those Democrats or anybody else who pops up, Kerry or somebody? Oh, he knows how to do it. He's done it already.
Pat, slow your roll here a second. Now, you've heard my comments on third parties. Third parties.
Well, I know it hasn't worked in the past.
I'm sorry?
It hasn't worked in the past.
It ain't going to happen in the future neither.
Why? If Trump had 50,000 people at that rally and Hillary has to stack them all behind her over here.
Why did Donald Trump not run as an independent, and why did he run as a Republican?
Well, he didn't probably know they would appreciate him.
No, he understood the power of the Republican platform. What was shocking to the Republicans that were standing on that crowded platform was they didn't know how big of a bombastic character this was really going to turn out to be. This is why you saw the Republicans turn against him. The people that wanted the status quo, the people that were getting paid off by the corporations to represent their interests, not ours, not yours, not mine. But this kind of stuff has been going on for a number of years. And a third party, remember my statement about the Genoveses and the Gambinos? You know, you got two warring criminals. They got two factions. They're running their own business. Every once in a while, one will transgress on the other, and a hit will be made. And once the blood is let, things quiet down. But when you're going to see both of those parties turn on the third party that shows up, they will join forces to kill off the third party and then go back to business as usual. And if you don't think that's possible in the climate today, Pat, you need a shot of espresso.
I don't know, with 57,000 people showing up like that. And Beto, he probably, the paper said he had 6,500, but they didn't show one picture.
No, they didn't. They were lying through their teeth. There wasn't even 5,000.
Sure.
I doubt that there was 4,000 people there, but it doesn't matter. The point of what you brought up is important because we already have the fix. We already have the rolled-up newspaper to chase the cockroaches out of our kitchen. It's called the Constitution. And we damn well, whether we bring in a third party or not, it's not going to change what the Republicans and Democrats have done. We've got to go in there and actually eviscerate Capitol Hill. We've got to gut it.
Well, I believe that it could start with us. A lot of people think we're hopelessly hands tied behind our back and go fall off the edge. But I don't think so, because people have done things, but people don't know about them, like that Office of Congressional Ethics. And I know Rivero said, yeah. Well, that's probably fake, too. They don't have to. They have to report everything that happens.
And do you really think that they do, Pat? No, they don't.
Well, we have to have watchmen on the wall, they call them, back in the biblical days. One watchman didn't have it right, but he'd tell the one down the line, guess what? I think I see the enemy out here, and we need to prepare for the enemy. And we need to do those things.
Well, our watchmen in this country, they went to sleep on the wall because the Trojan horse had been rolled in through the gates years ago, Pat. This is how...
I'm not giving up.
I know I'm not saying give up. Do not misunderstand me. I am not saying giving up.
I can't get on a plane now because I won't take to leave the country because I won't take the vaccines.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, why not just stay and fight?
No. Pat, look, just listen to the balance of my comments offline here. I thank you for your call. All right? Look, you're not going to fix this by third party. Wasn't that, what was the other group that popped up that turned out to be anything less than constant? Libertarians. Oh, I'm a libertarian. What the hell does that mean? Well, the Libertarian Party decided, well, there shouldn't be any borders. Hey, excuse me? I watched this Libertarian Party pop up, and then I watched them pop themselves inside out. What is needed? When was the last time you saw a debate between, say, a Republican and Democrat that wants to be in the White House, arguing about the Constitution? Yeah, when was the last time you saw that in this country? Well, you didn't. You haven't, because it hasn't happened, at least in my lifetime. Although, with a little lip service here and there. But the cure is the garlic to the vampire, the cross, the holy water. Give it a name, I don't care what you call it. We already have it. It has already been written. It's been laying around for about 250 years now. And it can be just as effective today. Either we have a republic, either we have a constitutional republic, or we don't. We either have rights that were written down, and it wasn't for the benefit of the voters. That was a list of do not cross this line. Do not color outside the little pictures here, my little asshats in Washington, D.C. This wasn't a suggestion. It used to be the law. So how about this one? How about we run somebody on Democrat side that is a constitutionalist? Oh, do you think that might wake up some deadhead Democrats out there that have always pulled the lever? Oh, I'm going to vote Democrat. I'll vote straight ticket. Without really, and just listening to the entertainment that we get every time it cycles around and another one of these clowns wants to get in a public office. Folks, the garlic to these vampires is the Constitution. So let's run a constitutionalist on the Democrat side, and let's run a true constitutionalist on the Republican side, and let's debate that one in front of God and all his people in this country. I've even heard Trump lately, and he hasn't done this. I've been watching him, but he's been doing it lately, calling this country a democracy. Mr. Donald J. Trump, you are not the president of the democracy of the United States. Trust me on this one. All right. No more callers? All right, then. I got time to do this. No break. Google, this comes from in the Investment Watch, IWB. And they post good stuff. They don't post garbage up because, well, there might not be anything out there but garbage today, so we'll just throw that up. They put this up today. Google, others invested $256 million into CrowdStrike so Democrats could use FBI wiretap data to regain Congress. Oh, there's no collusion in this country. There's no corruption in this country. Nothing to see here. Just move along. And tune in for my next speech. CrowdStrike, Inc., whose digital security services helped the Democrat National Committee respond to a network breach that was linked to Russia, raised $100 million in its latest funding round. The new money, led by investor Accel, A-C-C-E-L, or Accel, values the company at more than $1 billion. CrowdStrike said in a statement Wednesday with the latest investment, Irvine, California-based CrowdStrike said it had raised a total of $256 million. Google and others invested $256 million into CrowdStrike, an IT company, and an FBI contractor. By the way, the article is in Bloomberg. Since CrowdStrike has top secret clearance, so does Google. So do other investors. They all have unlimited access to FBI data, files, and surveillance information. It is illegal to grant non-FBI employees access to top secret information, according to a court ruling by Judge Rosemary Collier, head of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. I didn't say FISA, I said FISC, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The data is being used by the Democrat National Committee to regain control of Congress in November. It was also used by Hillary Clinton and her campaign for the presidency. By the way, Mike, do not let me get out of here without giving you this story, because this is all annotated and the links are there. All right, so you folks out there are going, okay, yeah, all right, that may or may not be true. No, we're going to provide you the links so you can go prove it to yourself if you doubt what I'm saying. CrowdStrike has the only access to the DNC's computer systems. And Google donated one of their planes for use by Hillary Clinton campaign for the presidency. A venture capital company, Warburg Pincus. Warburg. Where have I heard that name before? However, controls CrowdStrike. Warburg invested more money into CrowdStrike than Google did. Wonder if that's the banking Warburgs. I'm sure it's a faction thereof. Investment Watch blog asked the important question. This is why stocks are soaring despite global economy is slowing down. And folks, I'm reading the economic stories from around the globe. It's not good. We got Fed easing. We got ECB easing. We got BOE easing. We got BOJ easing. We got Denmark easing, Australia, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Hong Kong, Korea, Indonesia, South Africa, Turkey, Mexico, Philippines. Yeah, they're all easing, all right. Liquidity is drying up out there. Mike, I'm going to send this over to you, and do the best that you can in posting this up, because it's really a mess. Yeah. And I can hear you. I can hear you thinking right now, Mike. Why the hell is he giving me this? Because it's important. All righty, let me send this over to you right now, so I don't forget. And I'm not going to put anything in the subject line because it came from yours truly. Yep, there we go. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sitting here reading a complaint against Mr. Fetzer. Okay. Ah, here we go. I got you, Steve. Oh, about, you know, he was sending me an email about Elijah Cummings, colluding with Loretta Lynch to weaponize the IRS against a Houston, Texas group called True the Vote. They revealed voter election fraud. The founder of this group is Catherine Engelbrecht. She also was harassed by the IRS. Audits. A paper trail revealed the collusion between Cummings and Lynch. An investigation took place, and nothing happened. As usually the case. It's just the stuff that you hear about, ladies and gentlemen, that it's so big and so egregious they try to get out ahead of it and plant their own story, or they just all shut up like a bunch of wooden dummies and hopes that their friends in the press and their other political buddies can cover this stuff up. Let's see if there's... Well, you know what? I've run out of stories. I got a call. Well, let's just take this call. Skip in California. Skip, we got about 2 minutes.
Hi, John. Yeah, thanks. I love it when you reinforce that we're a republic, not a democracy.
Absolutely.
And you also had, I heard Fetzer yesterday. I've heard him many times. Alex Newman, you had him on. You seem to enjoy him. He's written about the United Nations this month. And he brings up, you're talking about a constitutional president. Of course, we had Larry McDonald, but they took care of him back in the 80s. He was a Democrat. But you got this Thomas Massie out of Kentucky that's as constitutional as it gets. And he deserves some recognition. The guy's outstanding.
Well, and, now, and Skip, I don't know if you've agreed with my assessment here about third party and what to run on the platforms, but, you know, short of going to Washington, D.C. armed, I don't see the federal government arresting itself, not to the degree that it should because of all the criminality and corruption that's gone on. But there's one sure way to slow this roll down, and that's to bring up the founding documents. This is what they swear to protect and defend and all this stuff, and they get into office, and then just set about violating it 20 different ways from Sunday.
Because they don't understand it. I don't think they've read it and understood it the way it was the original intent.
Well,
the original intent that our founders brought up. But they don't. They're just ignoring it. They have for hundreds, you know, past 100 years or so.
Yeah. Well, they certainly have done that and left the one thing standing that has emptied out this entire country, and that's a private corporation for profit called the Federal Reserve. We don't need it.
Yeah. Well, then you go back to Philip Drew, which was Colonel House, you know,
yeah,
wrote that. And, you know, he laid out the plan 100 years ago.
Philip Drew, administrator. That's right. All right. Hey, Skip, thanks for your call. We're out of time. I want to thank you people for being with me all of this week, and I plan on being here all of next week and then all of the week after. And I'm only doing this just to give you hell, Mike. Understand. All right, folks. Thanks for being here. We'll see you Monday. You have yourself a good weekend. Do some brainstorming. Think about some of the ideas that I've been talking to you about.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.